I seem to be in a boo mood today, and I hope this continues, but forgive me if this is overkill, but here's boo 2 for the day. Today, I have mostly been looking at analytics and social media measurement tools, which in the real world of what that is followers, visits, tweets, followings, fans, wall posts, comments, page likes, new likes, subscribers, views, watches, visits, stickiness, time on site, click-through rates, time on site, sorry, that's important, web traffic, locations, whether it's organic search, paid search, direct search, referrals, keywords. I think the point is that we all get a little caught up in these numbers of how many people visit and how long they spend on the site. I know that the point of all this is to get more potential business, more potential people interested in our product or services or a brand or whatever our strategy and our objectives are. But I think sometimes we miss that out of those 500 people, would we be happy if we gained 5 people who engaged with us, conversed with us, were part of a new community amongst us, and ultimately bought from us, rather than we need to get the likes up on Facebook. And I know that the likes on Facebook may well lead to more people engaging directly with the brand or the product or the service. But it's really, what is that return on investment? Really, what is that we've spent our money on this website or our Twitter campaign or our Facebook profiles or our LinkedIn groups? But you've got to really analyse what you want. It isn't about, I want 3,000 followers, or my followers are decreasing this week, or not enough people are liking my Facebook page. It's much more about how many people are engaging, conversing, talking, being part of our community, and ultimately buying. More tomorrow. Bye.